Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Today is November 3rd. 2006. I have Julie Kanagan, Catherine Chichinoff, and
Nadia.
Mullen.
And they're going to be singing No Gaioleta.
The one we just sang. No, fast, no,
no, Gaioleta, no, Gaioleta, am lucht tut,
how is it in English now?
I can't.
God grant you many years. That's the song we sang in the Russian and the Aleut. This last one we sang was different than the Aleut and Russian one we sang. We say Russian, not Slavonic.
It's Russian.
We call it Russian. That's how we've always had.
Uh-huh. But is it Slavonic?
Same, I guess. Uh-huh. But we've always said Russian.
Russian, yeah. Yes. So what is the Aleutic? How do you sing it in Aleutic now?
We did sing it the second time in Aleut.
Okay, could you say it? Just say it without singing it so they can hear the word.
Amlachtut kyagut. That's all you say. Amlachtut kyagut, over and over.
Over and over, lots of people over there.
Amlachtut.
Okay, could you say it, Nadia? Say it slow so we can hear it. We're trying to hear it.
Okay. Oh.
Say it again.
Amlachtut kyagut.
Okay, did you guys hear that? Okay, listen now. She's going to say it, and you're going to have to say it three times. When you're finished, go like this, and then you guys will say it. Are you ready?
And the way to sing it is
Luchtut kyagut. That's many years.
Luchtut
kyagut. Kyagut.
Amlachtut kyagut.
Okay, say it again.
Amlachtut kyagut.
And I think in English, kyagut.
Kyagut.
Kyagut. Yeah. And I think in English, that's a lot of people over there, like here. Yeah, because that's who we're singing to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just see that little kid back there seems to. Same when we were. Sounded like an echo. Yeah.
And then basically, God grant you many years over, you know, and over.
Okay.
Basically, what it is, it's kind of a, you know, they use in the Orthodox ceremonies, they use that at, you know, like New Year's, you know, God grant you, and in christenings and in other ceremonial things, you know. They end the service.
Okay.
God grant you many years.
Okay.
In Salonic and Aleutic.
See, in our church, it's three times because when we cross, it's three. So when we sing like Amlachtut, it's three times we say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Everything in our church is three.
So would you sing it in English three times, Russian three times, and Aleutic three times?
The same song.
Could we do that now? So that, 'cause that's how they're going to sing it, right? So which one would you sing first, Russian or Aleutic?
Whichever's easier for us to sing, because we mainly sing in Russian or Aleut. English is
and then English
lost.
Last?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to start it with?
Which one did you want to sing now? We wanted to sing.
I forgot.
We were singing as we came, though.
Yeah.
The kids are really shy.
Are you asking them to sing the same one again?
Let's sing this, the one we sang two, 3 years ago.
Kida.
Sing the Gaia one. Sing it the way they're going to sing it in 2 weeks. So would you start out with Russian first, and then Aleutic, and then English?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Go ahead and sing it for us, because we're going to learn it like that, and then we'll sing it like that on the 16th November.
Okay, the way we did before, I think.
Yeah. So boys and girls, you're doing a nice job.
Get it started.
Eyes on them now.
We
I think we sang it too high.
Yeah, that was too high.
For my throat is just
it's excuse me. We should start off with Aleut, because Aleuts were here first, and then Russian, and then English.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Should we have to sing it one more time? And then one more time, Aleutic, Russian, and then English, okay? That's the order, guys. Listen. They'll sing it one
lower.
More time, and then you guys can sing.
Okay.
Yeah,
a little lower.
So wait, class, what's the order?
You start.
I can't.
Try to start.
Aleutic first?
Yes. Yeah.
Which tune? Same tune? Same tune? Kids singing was no problem. You never ran out of air, voice.
Yes.
You didn't crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get this age, it's all different.
We get rusty.
Yeah.
Should they stand to sing? What do you think, ladies?
Sure, they can
stand.
Along. Yeah.
Stand now. It's your turn.
I'll bet they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Nice young voice.
We're
going to stick with one tune for the tail.
Yeah.
We're going to sing
an Aleut
for Aleut Tichikan first.
Yeah.
They're
saying B.
Yeah.
Yuzinki for a Russian Christmas, and you'll learn how to sing. All the little kids singing, their mouths wide open. They don't even need adults. They sing so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we try with them again? Mm-hmm. Can we try with them?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. Now, we're going to be doing this a lot, probably every day with this group. We'll be working with them, making sure that they're working on it. Maybe a little background might be good. Ladies and gentlemen, you can sit. Oh, it was
good. Excuse me.
Ladies, you might just hold this. One of you ladies might
hold
it up.
Who did
now,
that?
Dennis made this, and we're going to have to fix this because
we make flowers.
You all made flowers, yes. Okay,
so
you would
ago.
Hold this while I talk about it. Now, boys and girls, you want to listen. Just tell us the history.
You want to know, Vicky? Why don't you tell us?
I like to hear from you, Nadia. You could all just, I mean, this is very informal, so just tell us what's the meaning of the star?
The meaning of the star? The Star of Bethlehem.
Yes. Do you guys know that?
That's
yes.
The
Star
one.
Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Is it right there in the middle?
Mm-hmm. And what else do we need to know?
And you know how during around Christmas time, a lot of people all over go caroling from house to house?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you guys
And they sing that? They sing Christmas songs outside of different homes. You ever you've seen that? I think they've done that kind of an age old thing, you know, a tradition in many, you know, in the English.
Uh-huh.
Well, our Orthodox Christmas comes
13 days.
Yeah, 2 weeks later. Well, 13 mm-hmm. days or 2 weeks later, and that's January 7th. It's with the Russian calendar, I guess. It's what the original what calendar was
Gregorian?
That?
Gregorian.
Yeah. Gregorian. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gregorian calendar. And so it was always 13 days difference from the current one.
Joey.
And so just like your caroling. That a lot of you and your parents and ancestors did caroling from house to house, different times. We take the star, which represents the Star of Bethlehem, and we go from home to home, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Spreading
that's
the good
Jesus
word.
Christ,
yeah,
because that's Jesus Christ's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas time is his birthday, and so we spread the good word, and we go from house to house, caroling like you did. Only we do it in the Russian language as well as the Aleutic and English.
And then we go in the house, and then of course we have to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people, you know,
it
instead of sitting outside, we go into the house, and we point at the the Orthodox icon in each home, and somebody twirls a star in front of that, and we sing. And then afterwards, you know, the household, they usually have some treats for us for singing, you know. So we do that, and that's basically what I know about the
mm-hmm.
about the.
And then we twirl it to the right, and once in a while to the left, meaning the many years ahead, and then once in a while think of the past.
Usually when they sing Nogaya, they go the other way.
Uh-huh.
When we Nogaya go away, it's going this way.
Yeah.
And then when they sing God grant you many years, they spin the other way. And I don't know why.
Okay. You mean clockwise? Which clockwise?
Enter.
Which way?
Yeah. Enter.
When you
clockwise.
Enter the building,
yeah.
It's clockwise. So when they start singing on stage,
mm-hmm.
would they start clockwise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. when do they turn it back? When
God grant you many years, we usually
back?
Spin back.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay. Our spinner, the one who's going to be turning it, is Gus.
Mm.
And I think they attend the Russian church. So he's not here today, but if, let's see.
Junior might be a good one.
Huh?
If Junior's familiar with.
And you know, it's always been boys.
Yes, always boys.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see.
Somebody had their hand.
Junior, go up there, and you're going to have to teach Gus. So would you come on up, please?
When you have your play, do you have lanterns? They used to have lanterns, and why did they used to have? They used to have lanterns.
Really?
Yeah.
That might
but
be.
There was two of them.
Lights.
Maybe because they didn't have flashlights. I don't know. But there was one on each side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like guide them.
It was on a stick. On the top there was a square and then a light inside.
That might be something
yeah.
nice to
candles
add to
inside.
It.
Candles
inside.
Candles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty.
Okay.
They used to be red or green.
Oh,
I guess.
So it's real festive then.
Yeah.
Okay. Stand there behind the star and hold on to it. Now, there was a certain way that you had to have the icon pointing
yeah.
to, right? And I think we marked it right here.
Straight up.
So
yeah.
look at this. See, this has to be, see this mark right here? And this has to, Dennis, fix that for us. So see this mark and this mark. That's how it's supposed to be. Now, you're going to have to hang on to this.
Yes.
Because it
gets
is very heavy.
So what's the proper way to hold that? So is that okay to hold? Mm-hmm. But then you have to turn it too, see?
It's
so
hard.
Show them how to turn. Show him how to hold it and turn it the same time. Which hand
this
would he
hand.
Turn it?
I know, usually this hand.
Okay. So you
are
just...
Are you right-handed? Okay.
You're okay.
I think it's whatever's comfortable.
Yeah, whatever's comfortable with
okay.
you.
Not no real
okay.
particular
yeah.
no, way.
Okay, so you'll have to turn this. You'll have to turn this
mm-hmm.
and
the
picture
same time
the
keep,
icon.
Right, keep the
center.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you
okay.
go.
So you don't want to turn the middle, the icon.
Because it is hard. It's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
So it'll take a little
yeah.
getting used to, but I think Gus might be able to. Okay. Good.
Demonstration.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
yes.
says Sprosnikam. So that means
greetings.
Greetings, huh?
Yes.
Happy
greetings,
holidays.
Happy
holiday.
Okay.
Sprosnikam. What would be nice is to get them out there somewhere where we can get a good background and not all this stuff. So can we get a picture?
Yeah. Should I get my other camera? I have a
yeah, that would be great.